All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Isabel Cardinal, the Director General of the Municipality of Elena-Cawood, to talk about a new project just got unveiled here in their municipality over the Canada Day weekend. Isabel, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So, the new splash pad here. Can you talk a little bit about how long this project has been in the works here?
Yes. So, at the end of 2021, it was one of the projects presented for a grant application to have a splash pad at our Henry Heaney Memorial Park, which is our community park. So council adopted a resolution at the end of 2021. And after that, we started contacting different companies, getting different quotes, and figuring out the layout of it. And we were pretty happy to be opening it, doing the grand opening on July 1st of our splash pad. And since then, it's been a very popular attraction in our municipality. There's kids, they're steady. And we also host a summer camp during the summer of 30 kids. And they have just been loving it, especially with the heat this week. They are just having so much fun, and it's such a great entertainment. We're very proud of our splash pad.
And so this was entirely through the municipality and the municipal council there?
Yes, exactly. And we secured funding for it. So we're very proud of that. Most of our projects that are for leisure or recreation or any development going on at our park is always through grant or funding that we get either from the provincial government or from the MRC Pontiac. So that's how we go about developing our park, and the splash pad was just one of the things that we're doing down at the park.
And you know which project or which grant funding stream specifically this was funded through?
Yes, so we took a little bit from our gas tax, and we also had secured $100,000 with the MRC Pontiac. So that's the funding that we created this project with.
Awesome. So what was the overall cost, do you know?
Yes, it was $130,000 for the splash pad itself, but we did landscaping around it, and we added four modern toilets, also flushable toilets, because before we had outhouse kind of style. So we decided to add those. And they're being used as change room as well for the splash pad. And we're also going to be building a pavilion to create a little bit of shade and a sitting area near the splash pad.
So a whole bunch of upgrades here, not just specifically the waterworks there either.
Yes, exactly. And we have plans to put a soccer field, a baseball field, basketball, tennis court, beach volleyball. So we have lots of more projects coming. This was kind of one phase of the development of Henry Heaney Park, and we have different ones coming up in the next couple of years.
Could you tell me what's actually the year-round population at Danforth Lake, and how many people do you get up to in the summer months here?
So year-round, like permanent resident, we're 200, but we triple, even almost quadruple our population in the summer months with all of the cottagers. And we have a lot of people from the community surrounding our municipality that feel really a sense of community towards our municipality and will be coming to participate to our events and will be great supporter of our community. So we really need to thank everybody, like all the whole community, for coming together and supporting the municipality every time we have events. And Saturday at the park was really a great example of how much support we get from not only residents or cottagers from Aileen and Kaywood, but from the surrounding communities as well, because we had well over almost, I could say, 200-300 people there on Saturday just participating to the event. So it's really amazing to see everybody coming out to support our municipality.
Isabel, sounds like you got a great project there, and I want to thank you for your time.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for reaching out to us. We love to advertise our municipality, and thank you so much, Caleb.